Meet Mr. Mulliner by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Jonathan Cecil. Chapter 1. The Truth About George. Two men were sitting in the bar parlour of the Angler's Rest as I entered it, and one of them, I gathered from his low, excited voice and wide gestures, was telling the other a story. I could hear nothing but an occasional "biggest I ever saw in my life," and "fully as large as that," but in such a place it was not difficult to imagine the rest, and when the second man, catching my eye, winked at me with a sort of humorous misery, I smiled sympathetically back at him. The action had the effect of establishing a bond between us, and when the storyteller finished his tale and left, he came over to my table as if answering a formal invitation. "Dreadful liars some men are," he said genially. "Fishermen," I suggested, "are traditionally careless of the truth." "He wasn't a fisherman," said my companion. "That was our local doctor. He was telling me about his latest case of dropsy. Besides," he tapped me earnestly on the knee, "you must not fall into the popular error about fishermen. Tradition has maligned them. I am a fisherman myself, and I've never told a lie in my life." I could well believe it. He was a short, stout, comfortable man of middle age, and the thing that struck me first about him was the extraordinarily childlike candour of his eyes. They were large and round and honest. I would have bought oil stock from him without a tremor. The door leading into the white, dusty road opened, and a small man, with rimless pince-nez and an anxious expression, shot in like a rabbit, and had consumed a gin and ginger beer almost before we knew he was there. Having thus refreshed himself, he stood looking at us.